Good morning. Well, it was a very busy week last week. We were in Houston, along with 7,000 people attending the major energy conference of the year, CERAWeek. A lot of things came out of this conference which were pretty interesting. First, it is clear because the attendance was an all-time high. Everybody showed up post-COVID and now with the new focus on energy on a global basis. The discourse was completely different. The mood was that energy is back in fashion because energy security is now at the top of everybody's agenda around the world, including here in the United States, where it has a different meaning from the rest of the world, but still it's important. For us, energy security means that we have enough energy to provide low fuel for our citizens in this country. For the rest of the world, it is a lot more urgent. It's an issue of whether they eat, whether they heat themselves, whether they can turn the lights on, and the very existential issues. So we're in a different complex, but it's important to us. And as a sign of that, for the first time, the administration sent a full complement of people. So John Kerry was there, John Podesta was there, and of course, Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy. So the administration took this extremely seriously, was very well represented, and had many conversations with all of the energy experts. So I think the emphasis on energy is back in the middle. Investors are now looking at ways to get involved in the energy space. Politicians now are realizing that energy is a critical issue to everybody, both in the United States and the rest of the world. What happened that is concerning us, particularly at Driftwood, besides having some very good meetings with a lot of different counterparties, there was an announcement that everybody has been asking us about. Chesapeake and Gunvor made an agreement to sell American gas on an LNG basis to Gunvor. And everybody wants to know whether we are that liquefaction plant that will be in the middle of that transaction. And I can tell you unequivocally, the answer is no, we are not, for two reasons. The first one is we don't really know that what is the fee for liquefaction that agreement between Chesapeake and Gunvor incorporates into their heads of agreement. And I doubt very much that it is going to be at the level that makes it possible to finance a facility on the basis of that agreement. And the second reason is that this is not our business model. Our business model is not to provide a service for a fee. Our business model is unequivocally to take advantage of the difference between American gas, which is now trading at $2.50, and global gas that is trading somewhere around the $14 to $15 level, maintaining that $10 to $12 margin even in shoulder seasons at times where the global prices are a little bit weaker than they were only 6 months ago. So we are chasing that margin. I don't want to have any doubt about what our business model is. We think it's absolutely critical, and this is what will allow you to finance and will allow you to provide a very handsome return to your shareholders. Finally, the last thing that I would say, it became clear that American gas companies are going to be very, very constrained because gas prices in the U.S. are low. They don't justify drilling, and they are going to have to wait either for demand to recover, which is going to take some time, or for the number of rigs drilling for gas to drop. And that is also going to take some time. So if you're with American gas companies, you are condemned to float in a range of $3 to $5, $6 and be always into that median band. Whereas if you're an American global gas companies, you're exposed to global prices, which are somewhere between $15 and $30 in MMBTU, and your margins are extremely profitable. So you've seen companies like EQT and Chesapeake and Southwestern and Comstock all talk about how important global gas is going to be. They haven't cracked the code yet on how they're going to be able to take advantage of this. And my contention has always been that these companies will eventually become global gas companies, and that's how American gas companies are going to continue to grow. In that context, the fundamentals for Driftwood could not be better. So Tullerine is sitting in a very attractive position, and we look forward to the next few weeks to be able to announce some more developments. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, energy security issues, contractual agreements, business model issues, commodity prices, including the difference between domestic and international prices, financing matters, shareholder returns, margins, drilling activity, Driftwood project fundamentals, and future developments. The forward-looking statements herein are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tullerine for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2022, and other Tullerine filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. All of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of March 14th, 2023, the date it was posted. Although Tullerine may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.